hear what they say. Power though, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Bravo. We're here.
First, we got to talk the talk of the internet. How Which pissed is? Are you that you're not in Dubai?
Oh,
does look I'm remarkable. Not pissed.
I mean, she got $24 million for an hour performance.
God
which
bless
is insane.
Her. Get that We're money, Beyonce, honey.
For those of you not with it, love seeing Blue Ivy out there. My so biggest cute. Thing is like
she seems like a nice little girl, doesn't she? They're raising. Yeah. I love seeing her courtside with Jay-Z. I love seeing a father and a daughter alone without the mom. I do too. It's nice, especially a big time mom like that. She's Diana Ross in those kids because Diana Ross, I think, is like the perfect Hollywood mom. Those kids seem to love Diana Ross.
Yeah, they do. That's true. Yeah. My biggest question is like, listen, it's January of 2023. She's supposedly going on tour this summer. Where are the dates? Like, I just feel like people need to plan. People, this shit's going to be expensive. We got to know what's going on. So it's like, it's going to perform in Dubai, but then
fuck Madonna. Who's going to go see? I would go see Madonna if it was free and not in a huge.
God,
I don't even know if I would go if it was free.
I
would go to like a small little thing if there was 10 people.
I'm not a
see your old vagina.
Person.
Oh, I'm not either.
And I feel like the older she gets, the less.
Oh,
I
it's
like
terrible.
Yeah.
And it's not about her getting older. I guess it's just about the way that she's fucked her face up.
Yes, exactly. And she's weird. Her. Like her vibe is
Dolly Parton. Don't look like you, Madonna. Okay.
Yeah, right. I watched Bling Empire New York. Started
it
last night.
Oh, did you? Good.
With your girl Dorothy. It's good. It's
is Dorothy running the show, or is she?
She's
your girl.
She's
Dorothy.
In the. No, she's not like Bling Empire. She was on like one episode of the other one, right? It's not like that. She's
not
definitely
much.
Like more of a central character. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I think that.
My girl.
I think Morgan. It's a. They have a character just like a Kevin. Like they're kind of trying to duplicate the Bling Empire. But I like the New York vibe better. I thought it was enjoyable. We watched
watch
five
it.
Episodes last night. Yeah.
Dorothy draws quick, me in easy. For some reason.
Yeah, she draws me in too. And I don't know why, but I like her.
She's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
They should
yeah.
have her and her real friends. Why are they casting anyone? These people like Kyle Richards on a private jet with all these women that look like housewives. Why isn't this the housewives with her real friends? Let's ruin her real life. Not her fake Hollywood life.
I saw a video of her being like, who do you talk to from the cast?
Right.
She's like,
nobody. Like, I'm just really been by myself.
It's like,
she looks
what are we
good,
doing then?
She?
Let's not force people back in
right.
to the bullshit. Like, I just, yeah.
Miami's working because they're really friends.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we've always said. It's a center. All right. Should we start with
I
Miami?
Just have
you
one,
any other news?
I have one thing I put on Twitter that no one cared about, but I think this would be fun. If Bravo every year had a Real Housewives award show. Why not? Where they could say moment of the year, best cast of the year. I guess it would make things like, maybe more fake, but it would be fun. It'd be fun if they got all the housewives together, sold tickets in LA and had a whole crowd full of housewives fans. I guess that could just be BravoCon, but they should have an award show.
I would make one edit to it. I would just make it a beef show where like when Andy calls like squash the beef, like I would take an hour of that, of them just like putting up the issues and pitting each other against each other.
I think
like,
it would be fun if
that.
They took it really serious and there was like clips. They're like this moment and it brought you through the whole
like
year
the
of Housewives. Yeah, I think it would be great if it was serious. And I said, Frankie could be like Mr. Golden Globes and he could tell all the, he could fawn over the hot women.
Right.
That's just my idea.
Could, I mean, nobody on Twitter responded to it.
Nobody cares.
Is that
about
in the
myself.
Ether? All right. Let's talk Miami. All right. How do we feel about Nicole's antics?
You know, I messaged you saying I hate Nicole. Yeah. I think we're the only people that might not just want to suck Nicole off. I get where she's coming from towards the whole show. You know, I don't dislike her, but she is kind of bugging me. I don't know why I'm team Larsa in every aspect. I'm sick. But don't become a housewife if you want to worry about your 20-year career that you worked so hard for at the
Couldn't
end of the
agree
day.
More. Couldn't agree more. I think what bugs me about Nicole is I guess it's something that like some of these, you know, some of these other housewives we suffer from, which is like, she's kind of there. She's kind of relevant, but she's also like, if she wasn't there, nobody would be like, oh my God, where is Nicole? And I think sometimes she's trying to blow stuff up to become like a central figure and like sending a petty mirror. Like, listen, if you're a doctor and you care about your professional reputation, which I 100% understand, send her a fucking cease and desist letter and say, don't put your,
that's housewives.
That's housewives. And that's also a professional. If you're trying to talk, like stop somebody from talking shit, then stop them. Don't be petty and send a mirror like you're 5 years old. Like, I just thought that was like, I mean, it made me laugh, but it was and like, it was so dumb and forced.
Everybody was like, oh, right. Everyone's saying, oh, that's a housewife in the making. Blah, that's a memory. I thought it was dumb. Number one, Larsa's house, dumb. Probably you have to know, they call her up and say who's
right,
coming
so
up.
Somebody's she coming.
Just,
right.
You got a private elevator. There's isn't just common people walking all around. She right. knew that was happening, and her and Gertie's totally acted through that whole scene.
And you know what I loved?
Seems fake
was
to me.
Yeah, what I loved was Larsa at the end was like, well, we'll see if they get married. And I was like, you know what, Larsa, we will see, because I kind of feel the same way. We'll see. Like, we'll see. I just, there's something about Larsa that it just is super enjoyable to me to watch. And I know, like, obviously that's a fucked up thing to say and like whatever.
I love her.
Like, I don't know. I'm a defender.
I honestly would rather be Larsa in a world, not Nicole. Nicole may have this husband who's so rich somehow, but he's going to fly them into the ground. I don't want my husband. I don't want my husband flying me around. He can sit with me in the back of a plane with a real pilot. I don't want to die. I don't understand it. Somebody just landed a plane on the Carlsbad Beach the other day. I mean, it's a small beach. I'm a small plane. I think he, how is he a lawyer, has all this money? Their house is insane.
Insane.
How do they have this much money? I guess, and being a doctor, but they seem to have it's money like Jeff Bezos money.
No, I know. They do seem to have like fuck you money, not like I'm a successful attorney money.
Like I got
to
do 24-hour shift money and be a housewife.
Right, right. I know. I don't know. It's, and you know, I almost at the party, her dad, whatever. And like, I love Alexia Marisol. Like, listen, Nicole's just got to chill out because her dad's who he is. And like,
yeah,
you can embrace him and have fun. It's like that part kind of bothers me too, because it's like, I feel like at a certain point as an adult, especially when you become a parent, which she is,
right,
you realize your fucking parents are just people who are trying to do their best and they're human beings. I felt that like particularly when I became a parent, where it's like, oh my God, like, fuck, I thought my parents were these idolized beings. They were just trying to figure it the fuck out. So it's like, once you do that and you make that transition, she should see that with her dad and just be like, listen, he's a drunk. He's having a good time. He's going to be the life of the party and
leave it there.
I think he's hilarious.
Showed up with the one lady. She's so obsessed with that. Let him bring his goma, whatever the Italians say. Goma.
No, that's great. Goma.
Okay. Marisol had some serious leakage. Sorry to say that phrase around the dad. I could see her having sex with him in the bathroom stall. She seemed into it. And then she was dancing.
You know what
with
it was?
Him. He's attractive.
She saw a boozer and a boozer met each other.
Right.
Two alcoholics meeting in the wild. That's what that was. Like, you could tell. She
I couldn't
was like,
have
oh,
loved
Marisol.
Yes. I couldn't have loved Marisol. I loved Marisol this episode.
Yeah. I love Marisol generally. If she's not talking about getting drunk every 3 seconds, I love her. But
right.
It's like, she's kind of just got to shut up about that. And then I'm fine with it.
Nicole is, she's gorgeous. She's rich. She's fun, whatever. I hope they give a lot of money to charity. People who throw parties like that, it would just make me feel, I guess I'm just not like that. Even if as rich as I was, I'd rather go buy a homeless person a house or something. That would make me feel better. I don't know. I don't need a party like that. Number one. Number two, I feel like she's fake because last season she's crying. She's announcing to the world she does not care if they get married. She's boyfriend and girlfriend. She's so secure. I feel like the second she watched that show, then the next through the whole thing, she's like, you better fucking propose to me or this is it. And now she's having engagement parties,
so
a wedding. It's like you wanted to get married. Just be honest. And
I think it would have been cooler if she was truly on that vibe of like, I don't give a fuck. We're just together. And they never got married.
I would too.
Like, I would respect that more than this. Because it's like she wasn't desperate and now she's desperate. She's been juicing all week to fit into her dress. Like shit like that, where it's like, oh, you've been dying to be a bride then. Name
it. Then you're eating pasta the night before to be bloated caviar pasta. That doesn't make sense to me.
I know. Made no sense. Make it all the way to the end.
shitting your brains out before? I just don't understand. Get some water pills like Sonia Morgan. And the husband's sitting there talking about Larsa's body. Like, I get that. But I don't like a petty husband.
I hate it.
I like husband. A man who doesn't want to hear about it.
Who doesn't want to, like, shut the fuck up. If we talk about this one more time, I can't. I just, like, there's a, I do like her. I like him, whatever his name is, generally as, like, by himself. But in that scene, I was like, okay, we're going to harp on Larsa now. Like, you guys haven't talked about this 100 times already off camera. I just, like, I didn't need it.
And he doesn't know about the mirror thing. Come on. And them sitting in that private room, it's just annoying. I don't know. I don't hate them, but they're starting to go down the Gorga path for me. And it's really starting to split. Like, I'm team Teresa, real bad with Larsa. It's real sick. And there's a real divide, and we're alone on this island for some reason.
Problematic repping of housewives.
And you know, rip Maricel apart for wearing white.
Oh,
and don't go to her. Don't go to your confessional and then say it. Be a freaking broad and say, for what the fuck you doing? Who cares?
She said that to three people. Some version of you're trying to show me up. I am sorry, Maricel. You don't wear fucking white to an engagement party. I don't give a shit. That is a line you do not cross. And she was legit. Like, she wasn't just wearing white. She was wearing like a white bridal vibe, like with the fringe.
I know.
And it's no.
But I guess I
would
think about that. That. So the engagement party is a white dress. A white dress is like you're a bride at the engagement party. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
any wedding event, you do not wear white as a guest. Like, this was Tasha, my sister-in-law, got married in October. The day before the rehearsal dinner, I'm talking to one of their cousins. I'm like, Andrea, what are you wearing? She's like, oh, I'm wearing this like all white winter white outfit. I'm like, Andrea, you can't wear all white to the rehearsal dinner. She's like, I can't. It's like, no. And so then I told Tasha, she's like, oh my God, she can't wear all white. I was like, I told you. So it's, I think maybe people aren't aware of it, but I feel like you definitely can't.
It makes sense. It does make sense. Yeah.
To me,
what were you going to say? Episode, I cut you off.
Yeah. The end of the episode, Larsa, you know, she's going off. Larsa's an arsonist. Da, 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 da. And in the corner, Alexia said in Spanish, I don't know if you caught it, she said, where there's smoke, there's fire. Where she's just like blowing it the fuck up, like super low key. And I love that shit. Like, well, she said it. And there's got to be a rumor. It's like, oh, you're such
an asshole.
It's
definitely the OGs against the newbies. And it is delicious.
Yeah. And like Alexia was like, anybody can say anything they want. Like, that's just like they can. It's like, okay.
That was crazy. I know. And there's Teresa too. Like, we do love, we love a nut
love an
job
asshole.
Housewife. Yeah. Yeah. And Nicole's right, but don't go on Housewives if you're that worried. I don't think she fucked half the hospital. I really don't. I hate people saying that. Maybe she did.
What a rumor. Oh, that's good.
But it'd be funny if Nicole just was like, mention it all. That's what she needs to do. She'd be like, what if I did fuck everybody?
I mean, I did think it was funny when he was like, you know, her husband was like, you know, she's not going to be Larsa, whatever her maiden name was. Nobody knows that. And it's like, you know what? That's true. But this is why why Larsa is smart. She holds on to the shit she needs to hold on to. The clout,
she bought
whatever.
That name. She worked for that name. Who wouldn't?
Years. She put in the time.
And I guess when your kids have the last name, I understand keeping it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that long. It wasn't like you're married for 3 years. That was like, she went from 18 to 40 with that name.
Right. She helped little Scotty,
right?
Little Scotty Pippen. I love how he's just around, and the kid, she's got is it Gertie or Kiki came over, and they're watching him on the thing. She's like, I mean, Larsa's nuts, but she doesn't seem like that crazy of bad of a mom, really.
No, she doesn't. Yeah. I mean, that would be weird. I was thinking of that. Like, you're watching your son. Like, you're not more attentive to, like, your son's NBA prospects.
I know,
just like, oh, go. Anyways.
It's in the background.
Keep talking.
Yeah. I know. And the other son just looks so much like Scotty. I mean, Scotty's ugly. But thank God they got a little bit of Larsa.
Yeah.
And people want to say Larsa looks that different. I'm used to her now. And, I mean, I guess I'm just such a Larsa apologizer.
It's natural to me now. It's a natural beauty.
Why are Kiki and God, why do I always want to call her Maria?
Gertie?
No, Maria? Kiki and Chicken Lady are friends. Are
Maricel.
In a fight. No.
Chicken God, Lady? Oh, Julia.
Julia. Why are they in a fight? I forget.
I have no idea. I didn't track that one at all.
Sadly, I love Julia. I think she could be cut.
I think so too.
I'm over it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm asleep.
I don't need to see her bring her dog everywhere.
For this world.
Like, enough with the animals. I get her vibe and I appreciate it. I don't know if she's a housewife.
I don't want to hear about you adopting a kid when it's not happening.
And you're not telling everybody. You're old. Like, you haven't even started the process and you're telling everyone you're adopting. I'm not saying shit till I've like done the home visit and they're like, well, you're next in the list. Maybe then I'm not even saying anything.
You're too old. Process. Foster some kids. You don't need to adopt.
Yeah, fostering
15-year-old kids who never had stability. Stay at your house. Give them some Christmas presents. Give them a birthday cake.
Send them to the farm.
Pay for their college. Teach them some tennis.
There you go. Well-rounded. All right. Anything else in Miami before we talk
I like Gertie when she pressed the button to get into the party. She's like, oh, the door just opened up. And they're like, no germs. I don't know if you caught that really quick, but it's just nice to hear other people still think. We're all just so nuts about germs. It's just crazy.
I know. I like Gertie.
That party looked nuts, though. It looked cool. I would love to go a party like that.
Yeah.
Have you done one of those 360 photo booths?
I have not. It looked like they were struggling going around.
I like how, you know, it makes me that Nicole is like a real down home chick. She knew what whippets were when she said that only if you're not a hillbilly, you don't know what a whippet is.
A hillbilly.
Were kids doing whippets in Santa Barbara?
I feel like I remember people doing whippets in like high school, not in college. I don't know.
These losers I hung out with in high school were doing whippets and they were cracking little whippet cans, but then they sell them in the people steal like the gas from the
can you imagine?
Dentist and go to Dave That's Matthews crazy. And sell balloons like crazy, just wiping brain cells out left and right
in your youth.
Gertie, right, they need to Potomac. Cut. Or sorry, that's my last thought. They need to cut Gertie trying to be mom of the year. No one gives a shit. I would rather see her work.
I did think it was funny though when the it was horrible bosses and her long term employee was like, "Oh, you'll know this one." I thought that was great.
Long term employee. That's a nicer way than helper.
Yes.
I like Gertie though. She's a great addition. Yeah. Kiki is a great. You know, it'll be interesting to see if like Kiki ever becomes a main storyline, but she's great to be there. She's so pretty.
She is. She really is. And she's funny. All right. Potomac. Here we go. Man. Okay. I take major issue with Giselle calling Charisse the queen of Potomac. That was a weird comment. That made no sense to me. I don't understand. I want to like Giselle and I want to like Robin, but their freaking frack routine of always like backing each other up and saying the same thing and like the same argument. I don't know. It's just like it gets old to me. I just am not a Robin. Neither of them.
Robin's I don't dislike them. I would miss them if they weren't there, but they're not my favorites. They're not like a Candace. I mean, Candace and Karen are my. There and Mia. Mia's great TV too. I had a revelation about Karen.
Yeah.
So Mia and Jacqueline, I am interested in their twisted storyline and how they go back to the room and fight and she fucked a married man and this, that, and the other. But it's interesting that Karen on the beach was like, they can just do that by themselves. It's like Karen's never had a major storyline other than going back to her hometown, which was boring as hell. And if she's, it's interesting to me. She's such a character. Housewives, I think, has been killed by the storyline. I don't remember people being so nuts about a storyline. Like, Karen is great just being who she is. I think they need to stop. She's like trying to control the narrative now by saying, I think she stopped. That's why they stopped the argument with Mia. Then, you know, now she's the star. And if she's a cheater, really cheating on Ray, that kind of makes me look at her in a different light. And it seems like this is going to be true. I mean, I love Karen no matter what. I think she's great, but I think she just needs to let it go and she'll always be on the show. I think she's more controlling behind the scenes and that maybe that's the case for a lot more housewives than we know. And that's how they do become Queen Bee.
Right. As Alexia says, where there's smoke, there's fire. And like this rumor around Karen has been around for years now. Like, and it's not, again, if somebody, if a bunch of people are saying the same thing, somebody, either somebody started the greatest rumor of all time or there's some truth to it. So it's like,
Robin, I kind of picture of him.
Yeah. Like that's next week. I'm ready. Let's go.
How in real life, when she's been on this show this long, has his family or his wife, unless he's single, never come out and blown up her spot?
I mean, look at freaking Wendy Williams with the dude in an affair for 15 years.
But there are
years,
always rumors, you know? And pictures.
There's always rumors here too. There's just not pictures. Right. So that's the difference.
Right. But I'm surprised with social media and everything. Yeah. That it's never come out that a daughter of this guy would ever come out right. and say Blue Eyes is my dad and Karen's been screwing him. And
right. Right.
It's just
right.
shocking.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because Wendy Williams' husband had something to lose. Like this, right. these people don't, like when those cousins come out about, who was it? Crystal's cousin or niece or Sutton with that whole fight or somebody. Oh, no, Salt Lake City with that crazy girl that was on there and her niece came on and people. I'm just surprised there's not more to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
just
know.
Can't imagine we'll Karen so horned up that she's got to go be with some guy. I buy that she loves Ray.
I buy that shocked. She loves Ray, but she is also a bit of an egomaniac. Like yeah. Karen loves herself, thinks she's a shit, thinks she's in her prime, thinks she's better than ever. I could see her like enjoying male attention. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could see it.
How's there just no pictures or, I mean, right. I believe that this guy does come around is happening.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Robin, the end.
Yeah.
The end of the episode where they're like, see, this is not to always harp on Wendy. This is, I hated like that end of the episode is everything I loathe about Wendy. She just does not shut the fuck up. Like she is one of those people and I am not an angry person, but if I was upset and somebody's just she really gets me. There's something about the way she talks
to have someone to talk to that much.
And just like her, like, it's not a threat. It's a promise. Like, meh, meh, meh. Like she just like, even as they're walking away, she's still fucking running her mouth. It drives me up the wall. I cannot stand her. She just won't shut the fuck up.
I love her and Mia. I don't have a side there because I love them. I do like them both. But
yeah,
a lot of people don't like Wendy. I don't have an issue. Maybe it's the name Wendy that I love all Wendy's. I don't know. I have a camp counselor named Wendy Williams. I feel like she's allowed to run her mouth like that because she is got the education to back it up. And like, I believe what she has to say rather than just somebody who's just bullshitting. That's the only out I get.
Like, and I love, okay. Like I like her saying, you don't know how to be a friend to people when that's your friend of 30 years. Fact. But then the next second she's like, gutter ass bitch. It's like, okay, Wendy, like, it's just like, there's something about like, it's she's using like she's pretending like it's her authority of being like an educated person, but then she's just talking shit at the end of the day.
Yeah, so usually like, I hate like condescending pricks, but I can see what you mean. I do.
I don't know. But I mean, listen, it was true where she's like, Mia apologized to everybody but me. It's like, yeah, and Mia's like, well, because I'm not sorry right now.
And I love I love Mia for what everything she does. Like Mia to me is a dream housewife. We don't need proper etiquette. We need messiness.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Mia, like,
I feel bad for Jacqueline.
I don't know. The Mia and Jacqueline stuff is fascinating to me. I don't know what's going on there, but there is a coldness Mia is showing towards her that's like very fascinating. Like, she really, like, yeah. And you can tell Jacqueline is all
like Lenny.
Yeah. If Mia said, like, if Mia was just like, I'm sorry, like, I apologize or whatever, you're my friend, Jacqueline would be right back up her ass. That's all she's waiting to hear. But like, I think she's shocked that Mia's not giving her anything.
Like, yeah. And this show is, and Mia's going to regret this when the show is gone. Jacqueline will be gone too.
Married, what'd you say? Like married situations, plural. It's like, Jesus, you also fucked a married guy. What are we talking about?
My biggest regrets in life are not being in touch with kids that I was supposed to go away to college with my one good friend and I didn't. And I went and saw the dorms, I remember. And I'm like, you want me to fucking live in this shithole? And I wish my parents would have forced me. And then she still went and that was kind of the end of our friendship and I had a bad boyfriend. I don't know. It's just, I hate seeing it. It's nice. You have a lot of friends that you've known since you were a little kid. It's nice. I seem to blow shit up in my life.
Well, listen, I mean, those people I didn't
but
share
I regret
partners
that.
With. So I think it's a bit of a smoother friendship.
But it's nice. It's nice. Yeah. What else?
Oh,
Charisse.
Wait.
Oh, go ahead.
Before I forget. I saw Chris Tucker on Friday. I meant to tell you. At the top.
How tall is he?
He was very very funny. No, he's not. He didn't look short. Like, we were pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's tall. He looked fresh faced. I forgot like what he looked like. You know, his eyes are like really like bug eye and like he looks the same.
I kind of have a vision of him, but I kind of
think
don't,
of Rush Hour.
You know? Yeah.
It's
right.
Like, yeah. It's like him and honestly him and Chris Rock's faces like blend together in my head. But
what was his funniest joke about?
Getting old. Probably like his funniest stuff was like getting old and having sex. That was like hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Where he's like,
all right,
listen, you know, I'm 50, making love to my woman, whatever, and then it's over. Are we gonna go again? It's like, go again. That's it. Maybe tomorrow, 2-3 p.m. after I have breakfast, we can have another conversation. You know, he's just like, yeah, talking about getting older was pretty funny. And also his battle with the IRS, you know, he owes like 10 million or something. And he's like,
he's
talking
in
shit
that
about that.
With,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So he was funny. And
yeah, I never
yeah,
want to get on the bad
like,
side of the tax, man.
No, you do not. He was like literally.
They
he
owe
made
me
something
money
about...
since 2019. They didn't give me my deductible for my kid. They got $2,000.
You'll never
coming
get
to me,
it back.
And I'm never seeing it, but they'll take never. It from you.
They'll find your
with
bank
interest.
Account.
Right.
Yeah. He
my
was saying how he's
had
like
cancer. They took her money out of her bank
yeah,
account.
They don't give a fuck. He was staying at the Wynn, you know, and he's like, so they keep coming up to me. And I'm like, come on, come downstairs. We got a private table for you. He's like, cannot do it. Cannot. IRS already has my money. I can't do it. It's just so
can't
yeah.
Gamble. You got to win that gambling back, babe. You got to win the money back. It could be your day.
Yeah. He's just like, and please go out as he was leaving. He's like, please go out and buy a t-shirt. The IRS thanks you. Like, he's really like, I read afterwards.
That's
I looked
great.
It up.
I
like,
would buy a t-shirt for that reason to help
yeah,
him
his
pay his taxes.
Is that they waited too long to come get the money. Like, this is old. Like, this is from when he was making a shit ton of money. He just underpaid taxes. He's like, you
I
guys waited
see
too
his
long.
Point. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you got a good tax person when you don't want to mess with that.
Critical.
It's a nightmare.
You saw Usain Bolt. Like, this is investments, not taxes, but he lost like, I guess his account has been wiped out like $12 million. They
that
misappropriated or something. Yeah. So it's
from,
like you
from the United States. He pays taxes in the United States or
no,
this
isn't tax money. This is just like, you know, you got to keep your eye on your money.
Else.
It was like his retirement or something.
Poor Usain Bolt.
Somebody Bernie Madoff.
Get him on a box of Wheaties ASAP.
Right. God. All right. Sorry. I digressed us back to.
No, that's great. I love it. Really nothing else to say. I find it fascinating the origin of Housewives, how Charisse was the person that formed it.
That
then she got kicked
too.
To the curb because she's, they should have kept her for a second. I mean, she's not terrible because she does have some interworkings. It's better than a stranger because we're just, it takes a couple seasons for Mia to really get involved. But
yes. There's, I guess similarly, like there's a little bit of like a desperation to Charisse. Like you can tell she wants to be on the show.
But maybe if she was always on the show, there would
be
there, I guess.
I agree.
And then you get a different. But the fact and the whole thing, if someone comes to my parents' funeral, you know, I'm grateful no matter what. And if she was the only one and Giselle
weird.
And them. So there is something else with Karen that she's just not saying. And Giselle's not or and Charisse is keeping quiet because she should be saying what it is. They either sucked off the same guy and. Who knows? Something
I mean,
weird.
When she was like, they had to get you out of rehab. You want to tell stories? I'll tell fucking stories. It's like, all right,
like,
let's go. Like, what is this?
What's Karen on? What's she popping?
I don't know.
Is she a drunk?
Boozer? I don't know. I don't know. That's
Karen does keep her cards close to her vest.
Very
she's
close.
The top. I mean, she's one of the top housewives of all time. So
all time.
The fact that she can do that and not open up, she's got so much more to give.
And she's aging just fantastic.
Yeah.
Like she really, I mean, here they were all a little sweaty and disheveled from like the Mexican heat. Wasn't like doing them any favors. Like you could tell it was like their faces were melting.
I
want to
hear
but
more about
generally...
this Mexican dinner too. Like tell me what you're eating. Let's eat.
Looked great. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't give a shit about Candace and Ashley's relationship. Let's move on. Don't care. Could care less. Ashley's fake. She's never going to be real. She's a great housewife, but she's just. She's acting.
There is a real cold. They do not like each other. And there is a coldness between the two of them that is thick as ice. And you got to let it go. They've done some dirty things to each other. That like
Candace shouldn't
have
talked about. Yeah. She shouldn't have made fun of that.
Fucked up. There's some dirty, like they've crossed the line both ways. And Ashley just like blowing up Candace's marriage or trying to. That's fucked up too.
Yeah.
Some real dark shit between them. That's like, we don't
there is. Candace has a lot of dark shit between a lot of people.
She does. She's pretty. It's I don't like her so calling cute people little. A hoe.
Yeah. People
if
are
she wasn't,
hoes
it would be
for,
different.
Oh, I love Mia when she goes, that was my girlfriend first, when they're saying that she had sex with Peter Thomas's yeah. wife. She's like, I had sex with her first. So technically he's having sex with my girlfriend. Like, Mia is sharp and she's nuts and she lays it all out there because she's got yeah. nothing to lose too.
Yep. It's great.
And that's scary.
It's great. All right, guys.
We love you.
We'll be back before you know it. Love you.